Bonjour.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Moderator. Thank you, Chairman. I think I trust you can all hear me well. My delegation had no prepared statement, but it wants to congratulate the speakers who've tackled various aspects of this very important subject that France and others promote. This was certainly the case with the event that we hosted with Germany in the Security Council on Protection of Healthcare Personnel and Infrastructure and Humanitarian Personnel in general. I align the statements made by the EU. Their statement reflects perfectly France's position. My delegation wants to take the floor to welcome the OHCR's involvement in this panel because it's not frequent to have this interaction. So the UNHCR has a particular interest in promoting and protecting international humanitarian law to comply with one of its key missions, particularly during crisis or during context of crisis for displacement, also for carrying out protection missions, which requires access to people that need protection. Without respect for IHL, access can be a problem. I had one question, but it's already been asked by my colleague from the UK. It was on non-state actors, since they are not the traditional interlocutors or indeed legitimate interlocutors of states. Rather, they've become central actors in conflict without over-insisting on the applicability of Article 3. How can one ensure that with goals of prevention, that there is awareness among them of their obligations to respect international humanitarian law? Thank you.